Just learn on your own. The school is broken. In a way, it got infected. But it was made to help you originally. And it should not be thrown out just because it's under an attack. Don't walk out. Don't drop out. Fix it. Your teacher is an actor. They are not there to teach. They don't know how to teach. They are there just for the paycheck. They are scared, uneducated, broken. They have no manners and they lack class. They will lie, cheat, steal, pretend, manipulate, and misbehave. They are bored out of their minds, and bullies entertain them. Everything around you was made with good intentions, but stands today as a way to leech money. They will take every dollar, all your parents' savings, every dollar you made, every dollar you will make. They will trick you into spending money you don't even have via loans until you become like they are, ravenous, blind, emotionless. A lot of the classroom is fractured already. Don't try to be a hero. Not until you become a hero to yourself. The power to fix everything is in inheriting wisdom from narrated books. Without that, you can only start at zero, and at zero, it would take multiple lifetimes to figure everything out. You have to find narrated books written by clear-thinking, great beings. No religion, no politics, no shit. Just powerful wisdom, clear-thinking philosophers, real intellectuals, the true leaders of this world. With every book, you inherit large parts of their wisdom. And as it comes together in your mind, you will enter into their culture. The culture of great beings. Your true culture. The real human culture. Don't leave. Do not walk out. Study what is happening. Watch them lie, cheat, and steal. Watch them tolerate it. Watch them feed. Watch them pretend. It is not just the classroom, you see. The whole world has become like this. It is an emergent and transitional culture, born of poverty, fake education, indoctrination, and stupidity. Childlike minds trapped in aging bodies. You, and others like you, are the tipping point. You are the cure. Reject their inauthenticity and begin learning for real on your own. Become an artist by using a wall projector on a canvas to get started. Become a musician, a composer, by learning how to use the beat sequencer in LMMS. Become a programmer by learning Node-RED, P5.js, JavaScript, and Node. Become a bodybuilder, rebuilding your body by simply lifting progressively heavier dumbbells for an extended period of time. Start your first company, a school that teaches programming or bodybuilding. Build your first school or university, artificial intelligence assisted learning. Avoid the standard curriculum and tests. They are fake. They are not for learning. They are only for memorizing and pretending to learn so that everyone else can make money. Reject the standard curriculum. Do not engage the bullies. The bullies want you to attack them back. They want you to lose your humanity the way it was beaten out of them. They want to spread their hate and disease. They want you to hurt them. They want you to seize as a snarling beast. Stay away from the recruitment office and avoid the mandatory draft at all cost. It is not what you've been told. The same politicians who sold you as a resource to strip mine with loans will push you into war for their own profit. They do not prevent wars, child. They cultivate them. To them, war is the single most profitable thing that they can hope for. And in their mediocrity, uneducation, ignorance, and arrogance, it is all that's required to reset the economy. The recruitment office will not make you powerful. They will not give you a charger. They will not help you see the world. Grow out of that fast. The man who sold the world, including the teachers in your school, are the root of war. They are the beginning. Indoctrination and fake education, that's all it takes. They didn't craft or design anything. There is no global conspiracy. They are far too weak to create even the smallest things. They just use whatever they can find, like parasites. Hey, your grades are fake too. They were always fake. It is not a knowledge or smartness score. It's an obedience score. The lower the better, kid. A good grade will eventually destroy your mind. Self-education and adventure is still the best we have, and we had this for thousands of years. Unlike Newton or Cavendish, you now have something new. Narrated books. You have a lot more technology than the greats from before. In a quite an impressive way, you have it all. You have it a lot easier than they did. Get yourself an invisible earpiece and hide a small MP3 player and listen to books every day. Don't pay for them. Find some other way. Don't let mediocrity destroy your curiosities. Don't let fake teachers erase your mind. Your curiosities are the only path towards powerful and authentic self-education. You can only learn that which you care about. School will be interfering with your real education. And, of course, when they look at your failing grades and see that you are learning all along, they will call you gifted. But that's a trick. The same pigs who graded you down will now parade you as a prodigy to dismiss you. They will say that your mind is so beautiful that it is simply incompatible with standard education, and that it is this reason and no other that you had bad grades. But actually, standardized education doesn't work, and all human beings have beautiful minds. Except that most have been threatened into not using them. Do not let them bait you into a scholarship. The standard curriculum is incompatible with learning. They will only ever give you just enough money so that you can graduate by memorization. The scholarship is a lie. It's just another lie, just another loop that will drain you of life and sanity. Learn for real. Live authentic. Otherwise, you will merely age without growing up, like all the fakers around you. Like victims of cults and religions, indoctrination, TV, commercials, and all the other mind gunk. Listen to narrated books. Listen and understand great beings. Inherit their wisdom and their culture. And when you are older, walk the triple crown. Do not go alone. And later, as you age, remember to stand up for philosophy, for love of wisdom, and become a philosopher and begin growing all the way up until you and the others stand as proud, great beings. You are the new leaders now. You are the only hope for peace and wisdom. Go to the library. Find all the books written by great beings. Share with the others. And rise.